I've been on the rampage tonight. This is my first audio boo in a while, and first of all, I gotta say I wanna congratulate and thank Apple for stunningly good technical support when I was just talking to them a minute ago. A lady by the name of Pamela was extremely helpful and just all around cool in dealing with my issue. The problem is Apple was not my issue. I have been having boatloads, hurricanes of problems with AT&T for the past several months. And I'm not a finicky customer. I mean, I'm pretty easy. You just basically do your thing and don't mess up too bad, and I'm fine. But for the past 4 months, AT&T has routinely screwed up my bill. I mean, like $100 screw up per bill that I've had to call and wrangle them about and get them to correct or get them to figure out, oh, sir, we don't know what's going on. We're very sorry. And the irony is when I stop paying online, which is what I prefer to do, in case that's the problem. They want to charge me $5 for doing it over the phone, just to add insult to injury. Well, basically, so I had to call them about that tonight because they had it the same thing again. They had my bill very wrong, and they had me as being past due, which I am insanely anal retentive about those sorts of things. I knew I wasn't past due. I have two calendars where I record it. I'm that much of a weirdo. Well, I finally get that sorted out, and I unfortunately have to tell them, look, if this happens again next month, I've got all this written down. You have told me that we are now fine, and that when my next bill is due, and how much that bill is going to be, etc. So that I'm good. You guys have corrected it, and we're there. If I get the same thing in 3 weeks, where you tell me I'm past due and you give me an outrageous amount that you think I have to pay, I'm dropping my AT&T service. As much as it pains me to lose my iPhone, because my iPhone isn't just a toy for me, this is something that I really use. I mean, it is profoundly useful to everything that I do, because it can take care of all these different things that I need to do. I mean, I even do thumbnail sketches on it that become paintings. And being an illustrator, that's a huge thing. The fact that I can paint on the phone, get perfect Photoshop color, and email it to myself so I can have that as a reference later, is that in itself, it would be worth it to have this phone. I would hate to drop that, but I am ridiculously tired of just insanely tired of having to deal with AT&T and their incompetence. Now, on top of that, I have a first generation iPhone, which obviously is slower than the new phones, the 3G phones. But I know what my bandwidth on the edge network should be, and it's at like 10 kbps rather than where it should be, which is somewhere between 150, 140, somewhere in that range. Instead, I'm getting 10. Something is wrong. So I call AT&T back to talk to them about my wireless service. AT&T transfers me to Apple. Now, it's not Apple's problem. It's not their fault. It's AT&T that I need to deal with. Well, the lady at Apple was extremely helpful and wanted to, and she was trying to call AT&T and get their answer. Is it a local problem with the Edge network? Because I'm not the only one. I have friends that have first generation iPhones that don't work. I noticed earlier, Alan, on Twitter, you'd said that there's a rumor that people high up-ish in Verizon have said that in June there's going to be an iPhone for them. I would be willing to bet that that is probably the case, and it's part of it is the conversation I just had with the lady from Apple. Because I'm about to run out of time, I'm going to wrap this up and I'm going to record a part two momentarily, and you'll hear the rest of the rant.